on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I know how much you, and I say it sarcastically, like the 10-bell salute.
Now who passed?
Well, people pass every day.
Right, but like who in the sports community are notable? I don't remember a big passing this week.
Really? You know, what's really awful is I haven't seen a whole lot about it. Arguably, and we can argue it,
okay,
the greatest third baseman to ever play Major League Baseball.
Ron Say?
Why are you always an idiot?
Ron Say was a great third baseman.
He was decent because he would quack when he ran.
He had a penguin stance.
Who do you think was the greatest third baseman of all time?
Mike Schmidt?
Mike Schmidt was close. Mike Schmidt obviously had more home runs than the person who passed away yesterday or the day before. But nobody, no human being, no Major League Baseball player ever won more gold gloves at third base than the late, great, legend, Brooks Robinson.
Oh, Brooks Robinson.
Brooks Robinson. And the thing about Brooks Robinson, honestly, was such a great guy. You know, that was my era. That's when I was the bat boy. I was around him all the time. A phenomenal human being. Then he went on and he was influential. I believe he was the president of like the Players Association or I've never heard a bad word about Brooks Robinson.
Okay.
You know, not saying that there isn't.
Right.
I don't know.
Sure.
Brooks Robinson was the man. Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry to hear you pass.
I'm sorry almost anybody passes. Yeah. Not every anybody, but almost anybody.
Sure.
Yeah, so very sad.
But in serious, can we put some restrictions on the 10-bell salute?
Sure, absolutely.
Otherwise, it's going to be
every
time you start the program, every week you'll have something.
Absolutely.
So it has to be somebody of what?
Associated with the show.
Stature. Right? That has to be like a specific. It could be any sport, right?
Because
like,
it could be any person.
Like Bob Barker. I mean, was he worth the 10-bell salute?
Honestly, you know, yes and no. I mean, if we want to narrow it into this radio program, or even further than that, me, you know, I met Brooks Robinson. I looked all night. I wish I was more, what's the word when you can find stuff
and
organized,
disciplined.
I'm disciplined sort of. I'm disciplined in that I'm not organized. I have a picture somewhere. He's in the third base dugout. I'm interviewing him. It's an awesome photo. Like I'm going to find it.
Yeah.
The chance is, when him and Christ come back together.
I just want to make sure that it's not going to get to the point where like Steve's hamster dies and
no
salute to say goodbye to a hamster.
Absolutely not. I believe at least with the program and it has to be related, you know, I think.
So it's got to be somebody you've met or know.
Or a big enough sports figure. I mean, again, I think Brooks Robinson deserved the 10-bell salute. I did know him. I mean, we were not best friends. He knew me. He saw me around Al Lang.
Is he here local? Is he from this area? Like, did he live here, or is he just vacation here?
No, he trained here.
Okay.
Spring training was here.
I know this is going to be really bad.
Shocking coming from you.
No, I don't want to do it.
Shocking coming from you.
I don't want to do it, but I got to know, because I'm just curious. What team did he play for?
Baltimore.
Okay. So that was the Orioles.
That would be the Orioles.
I thought they already had a different guy. Wasn't it like the Iron Man of like something?
That's Cal Ripken.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
He replaced that guy? Or who?
One played shortstop, the other played third. But you're close.
Okay.
Well, still a different era. You know, they might have played end of one, early of the other. But no, I understand, you know, and again, you give me crap and I get it. You know, you pull down the show, the first 15 minutes suck.
Do it at the end. Let people ride off into depression. Like, is that way?
Well, no, then you're really not. No, it's kind of like, you know, you're dedicating your, you know, this particular program.
It takes so much energy to pull the show back up to a positive.
Trust me, it doesn't.
It does. So what you got to do is you got to send people off at 4 o'clock, hit them with the Tim Bell salute.
And then they drive into a tree.
No, it's not Macho Man Randy Savage.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Is it true Terry got married?
He did.
That's what I saw.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
He's got a type.
Yeah. I'm going to say a few things, but if I said what I'm thinking, Terry would limp on over here.
Look, they, you know, you have a type. That's your type. And, you know, he likes the blondes.
Young.
And they all look the same.
Hey, happy for him. Good for him.
Hey, we can still do it, man.
Good for him. A lot of released athletes. I don't know if you noticed that in the WWE.
Yeah, well, this Endeavor, I guess it's a steroid issue, what I've heard. That they're making the pro wrestlers get off of steroids just like they do the UFC fighters.
Well, first of all, Endeavor has nothing to do with the UFC fighters in steroids.
Well, USADA, right?
This is what happened years ago, ironically, with the gentleman that we just mentioned, 6'8", 347 pounds of steel and whatever Hogan's ramp was. That's when Vince McMahon came out and said, hold on a second. We're not a sport.
Right.
We're entertainment.
Sure.
So there's different. Endeavor, whoever, has no say in the steroid.
Well, I think they can control like what their employees do, what's acceptable. I was told.
Do they do that with the actors too?
I don't know, but I was told. But my counter to that was, look, it's never going to be enforced. Endeavor will never be an enforcer because just like the opiate situation or like the prescription pill problem in America, the epidemic, the problem is that you go to a real doctor, they get prescribed something, they take it, and so then
they go somewhere else and get it again.
So if you're on hormone replacement, there's so many clinics now and it's legal that any of these pro wrestlers, all they got to do is say it's just to maintain, to get back to their normal levels.
Right.
They'll never have to get off of it. You can't fire somebody for that. You got HIPAA-like laws that protect it. I mean, there's going to be, it's so hard to enforce. There's no way they'll ever be able to clean it up.
I didn't hear anything like that, but it was, they let go a decent amount, you know, and really anyone. I mean, Dana Brooke, a friend of the program, a friend of mine, recently got married to Yuli Diaz, was one of the released. Matt Riddle, though, some of the things that have come out is he had second, third, fourth, eighth tries.
Yeah.
You know, he had some issues. Then he just had that issue at the airport. I think one of the biggest, and they were all surprised. You know, again, and it's a surprise because we don't know what's going on.
Sure.
You know, we're not in the back room. We don't know. You know, just like people think you're this awesome, wonderful person. They don't know. They're not here.
Oh, but I'm great at selling that perception.
Oh, for sure.
Facebook, you know, Instagram filters make me look great.
Eight people were standing here waiting for you.
Crazy. I don't even work here.
Well, the problem is...
they're not bill collectors.
The thing that I find interesting about these eight people that came to see you, and you had all eight snowed, with eight different lines and eight different stories.
I'm the best.
At least, I would imagine you would go with the same story.
No, we got to change it up. That way it keeps it authentic.
But how do you remember who you are and what story you tell?
I don't know who I am. Right? I don't even know where I am right now.
Ain't that the truth? Dolph Ziggler, who'd been in the organization, I think, like close to 20 years, maybe even a little over 20 years, former champ. Great in-ring, great on mic. Like now, they'll all find other jobs.
Sure.
You know, those bigger name people, you know where they're going. They're going to AEW.
For sure.
CM Punk, I guess, was let go there, and he's probably going to... It's just a vicious...
Are we still talking about CM Punk?
No.
Can we still talk about...
Well, no, he's CM Punk.
But
not Phil Brooks.
Well, Phil Brooks didn't fight in the UFC.
Well, Phil Brooks did fight in the UFC.
No, because they billed him as CM Punk. They took his wrestling name and crossed it over into the UFC. He should have fought as Phil Brooks, right?
Well, then you wouldn't. Then you would expect what happened to him.
What, to get beat by McGall or Mickey?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's
McGall.
Is that McGall?
Your mind is elsewhere.
No, I was like, I almost
said, hey, get McGall on the phone.
I was at Seagal, you know, like it's like Steven.
Well, that's another work.
What about that guy? Is he really the greatest like martial art trainer of all time?
I am going to punch you right in the nose.
Why?
Oh my.
Why?
Just because
he taught the crane kick
to Anderson. Yeah.
He's the greatest martial artist of all time.
He's not even the greatest actor of all time.
Well, I see the actors are back off a strike. They've reached a tentative agreement with the screen.
The world. Actors or the writers?
The writers. Okay. So, looks like we'll have some fresh entertainment coming up in the next
we're not.
TV series.
Whatever. I don't care.
What? What's your favorite show right now? What do you watch?
Honestly, we don't watch a whole lot. We watch 90 Day.
90 Day
Fiancé. You ever watch that?
Not really.
Every time I think you are the biggest buffoon I've ever met, I watch 90 Day.
Okay.
You're not as dumb as I think.
Okay. Nice.
Because these people are missing some marbles.
Do you think it's an act for the show? Or
I think some is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, some of them are so damn stupid. They make, I'm going to say good money. Okay. I don't know how much.
Okay.
But some of these people, if you ever watch it, don't have jobs. Some do. Okay. They've gotten kicked off for doing things that they told them not to do.
Huh.
Like there's one couple, they got, I guess she got pregnant and had a baby. They're like, do not post anything until they post photos. Hmm. They get fired.
Well, makes sense.
No, they should be fired.
Yeah.
You have the biggest cake job. I could almost see you doing this, walking around, cameras in you, you live in the life, and then you go and do something stupid and get fired.
That'd be a great name for a TV show, like a reality show, like
Stupid and Fired?
No, what do you call it? The Great Cake Life or the Big Piece of Cake Life?
I wasn't listening.
I wasn't paying attention. No, I was like thinking about how I can get on 90 Day Fiancé. Do you think if Steve and I competed, like we would look good as a couple? Steve?
No.
I mean, like Hogan just got married, so you're safe. He's not gonna like. I mean, you got to be worried with that blonde hair. But
I'm gonna go back to you are an idiot.
Why?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying we could be TV stars. Have you ever, you've never been on a reality show yet?
No.
You should be.
I think you and I should do.
Now, you have all the connections.
I was going to do it with a few other people, but I think you and I should do The Amazing Race.
Okay.
Because on film, they will have film of me killing you.
Okay. Well, look.
Episode 2.
Let's go.
We're going to do the bungee jump.
You have all the connections. You know.
Then I'm going to think you're Owen Hart.
Who's the guy, Mark something?
Vander.
You know all the people.
Yeah, he didn't help me much.
Put us in, coach.
No kidding. Did the show. Sent him the video again. Yeah. I would leave right now.
I'll go with you.
I don't want you there.
I'll tag along.
Nah. The only way that I would want you there, it's like the newest episode of Big Brother, which I have an issue with. All right, let's hit a break. We'll discuss the Big Brother issue. And the only way that I would allow you to join me on any of these shows.
I got a license. I can drive.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
This is Richard Karn from Home Improvement, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel from blank. Am I supposed to say from blank? No. And you're talking sports. Your is supposed to be spelled Y-O-U apostrophe R-E with an illiterate man, Randy Harris.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate those words. You do it quick. Guys are going to read it quick. Do you really have to have it spelled right? Normally, I just put R. You know, you want them to fly through it or whatever. Going back to the 10-bell salute,
yeah,
and I agree with what you're saying. I don't want to get carried away. But because we ran the 10-bell salute for Brooks Robinson, a legend in the sports world, like I said, a legend to me. David McCallum also passed away. Any idea who that is?
Is that Kevin's dad in the Home Alone?
That's Ducky.
I don't know.
What's Ducky that? From NCIS.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it's because you've never seen NCIS.
Never seen it.
Well, maybe watch an episode.
That's a TV show about the crime scene stuff, right? Yeah. I don't watch that stuff.
What do you watch?
I like things that are like real. You know, I don't like fake dramas.
Okay, so that would be every TV show you can watch.
I like First 48. You know, I like to see like
that?
Real like murders and stuff, and they got 48 hours to find who did it before the numbers go way down as far as like ever solving cases. So it's a mad rush. The call comes in, body in the street, and they got like 48 hours to really hit it hard to find who did it.
Third hour today, this guy will be back on, former San Diego Charger.
Oh, yeah?
The return of Sean Merriman.
I love that guy.
I do, too.
He's the best. He should have my job, really.
I wished he did.
I mean, I'll do his job. He should do my job.
You can't do his job, and I wish he would sit in your place.
His job. What's he do now? He doesn't do anything. Tell him that. He just matches up people on paper and then like,
yeah, that's what he does.
Writes checks.
That's what he does. Yeah. That's two things I know you can't do very
right.
well.
I cast checks. Right. Well, I can write the names out, but I don't know how to use spell your. So maybe I could get you to help me.
Do you know what the number one selling NFL jersey is?
Right now?
Right now.
Probably Patrick Mahomes.
Guess again.
Well, it's not Kelsey.
It is.
It's number four.
It's Kelsey.
No, it was. It's number four.
This week.
Okay, this week.
Yeah, this week.
Yeah, because he went up like 300,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, all the Swifties are now wearing his jersey instead of her love beads or some crap.
Yeah.
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? The NFL cares.
No, the NFL
it's
cares about
the NFL.
No, for sure,
the
but I'm
Chiefs
saying.
The Chiefs owner cares drastically.
Kelsey cares.
I mean, you know, but if they break up, she might just buy the whole league and shut it down.
She don't have that kind of
money. She does have that kind of money.
She does not have that kind of money.
So I think she makes like $1 billion a year tour.
Okay.
So all she's got to do is work like 10 years. She'll own everything.
Well, one show. Just one show. I want you to go the whole show without being an idiot.
That's just a tour. That doesn't count merchandise and sales. And like, I mean, she's...
How many decades would she have to work to be able to afford one team? Just one team.
Oh.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, what's the estimated value? $2 billion?
Probably more. You think the UFC or WWE is worth more than the Dallas Cowboys?
No.
Exactly. So. And the UFC sold for $4.2 billion.
Yeah, all right. So she's got a... I mean, maybe she adds a couple extra tour stops. Maybe she does like a Wednesday show, you know, in Ocala.
A doubleheader.
She'll do like an Ocala show, stop by and see Steve. He can bring the limo. But yeah, I mean, look, the Swift Nation is big. It might be bigger than the Chief Nation.
Probably.
Well, the Kingdom? Is that what they call it? The Kingdom? Is that offensive to you?
Why would it be?
I don't know. Like, everything historical is... offensive.
The
now.
Dallas Cowboys are worth $9
billion. $9 billion. Okay.
Okay. So now she'd have to work 9 weeks? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Nine. She makes $1 billion a week?
Probably.
No.
Have you seen her tour? It's crazy.
Oh, it's insane.
The line around the just merchandise sales, she probably makes $1 billion.
Did you see them standing in line to buy t-shirts crazy. When they were here in Tampa?
It's like they're addicts.
Well, they are addicts.
Yeah. But it's a good.
She stole my number, too.
What's her number?
She
13?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
That's why I don't like her.
At least you guys aren't wearing the same size shirt, so you can still wear yours.
Exactly. Monday night, that was brutal.
Yeah, the score didn't reflect how bad or one side
no, for sure.
was.
So I saw somewhere, and then I was talking to people in the press box about it, that people, the experts in Vegas, were predicting a Philadelphia Eagle 20-16 victory.
Okay.
And I said a 20-16 defeat is a victory.
It is.
If they lose 20-16, I would take that.
Well, the Eagles went to the Super Bowl last year, so you have the best team from last season.
Oh, well, that don't mean anything last season.
But they just, I mean, they were able to inflict their will on the run. They were just dominant in all areas of the game. They just had a couple turnovers that they shouldn't have had that made it a lot closer and score.
They had a receiver drop a few balls.
Yeah, what really happened?
He wears my favorite number.
Yeah, number one.
No, number 13.
Well, there's 1 and 13. I wasn't done counting yet.
Oh, okay.
I have to start with the basics, start with this first 1, and then go 3.
Carry the number, deduct 7, divide by 4, plus 9 equals 3. 1-3.
Yeah. So, but why is 13 your favorite number? Is it just for controversy?
Yes.
Just to.
Well, it wasn't controversy. It was. You know, when I was playing ball and all that stuff, 13, nobody liked 13.
Because it's superstitious.
It's superstitious. It's a bad number. It's the devil. It's you know how much gas I put in my car?
$6.66.
I do.
Really?
I do.
Do you really?
I do.
Why?
I can show you receipts.
But why? Why would you do that?
I put $12.34, $9.87.
Why would you do that?
I just do weird numbers.
$9.87. What's that mean?
$9.87.
Oh, okay.
You know what my favorite day, the time of the week is, or time of the day is?
11:11.
12:34.
Oh, because 1, 2, 3, 4.
Big fan of it.
Well, what about 11:34?
No.
That's hell spelled backwards.
I never knew that.
I think so. I think that's how it works, right?
I don't want to go to hell.
Remember the calculators where you used to spell like boobless?
Yeah.
And you're like 800, like 7, 3. 5-5.
But, you know, back in the day, nobody liked 13, so I did. And then some guy, Dan Marino, shows up. Taylor Swift shows up.
Hey, speaking of number 13, like the Dolphins putting on a clinic.
All right. Look, we'll go to the break early.
Okay.
That way, you know, we can, because I want to talk about the Miami Dolphins, and I want to talk about what the head coach did. Yay or nay? We'll discuss when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Statsa.
This
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is a powerful pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Don King, and I'm listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Join me. Don't touch that dial. We got something in store for you.
All right, we are back hanging out here at Tournament de Pizza. What's your address?
707 Avenue Northeast.
You may have a guest today.
Who?
If I told you, then it wouldn't be a surprise.
Well, I would have taken a shower if I knew we were going to have people important.
No, I wanted it this way.
Oh, you want me to be all...
Yeah, that way the person will sit over by the chocolate brownies.
Is it somebody important? Like
you tell this person. You
I don't know
him.
If they're important. You didn't tell me who they were.
When this person walks in, you can say to them...
When this person passes away, will they do a Tim Bell salute?
I will.
Because you know them?
Yeah.
Do I know who it is?
I won't when you pass away.
Does the world knows who I am. Of course I'm going to get...
All right, so idiot.
But the problem is when you do my Tim Bell salute, people are going to start bringing out wings and pizza. The servers will think that there's order.
All of a sudden, we'll get service here. They're waiting for you to croak.
Finally, yeah, when I go, everybody's going to get great service.
So the Miami Dolphins put up a...
Record... Tying. Was that a record tying?
It was not record tying. How much was it? 60?
70?
70?
70 to
20. I believe the record was 73.
Right.
So I guess they kneeled on the ball at the very end.
Right. They could have taken a field goal.
Right.
And set the record or broke it or tied it.
Right. But he felt that he shouldn't do it.
He showed mercy.
Yet he ran up 70.
He showed mercy.
I understand if you stop at 50 and then you have a heart. You ran up 70. You might as well get the record.
Is it true that he went up in the stands and let fans call plays in the second half? I saw a photo. He's in the stands with the play sheet, with the stats.
He was at the UFC in Miami.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean,
he's also the ball boy. I don't know if you know that.
He was.
I know he was.
For the Broncos.
Yeah, he was.
And then they shafted him. They didn't give him an opportunity. They didn't show value in him. So I think he should have ran up 73 points. I think he should have broke the record.
I think if you score 70.
You should have kept going.
You should have kept going. You always say
it's their job to stop you.
Well, the players will tell you. If this player shows up who was a defensive player, he'll tell you that.
Was it a football player?
It's their job to stop you. If you can't stop them, get the record. Absolutely get the record. But like I said, he didn't stop at 50. He didn't stop at 55. He stops at 70.
They put on a clinic.
You don't think if the opportunity comes that Dallas or somebody, Denver or somebody, is going to run it up on them? Of course they will.
Yeah.
Because their job's to score. Tell the running back, hey, you could break a record, but don't. We don't want to hurt John Elway's former team.
Yeah. We don't want to kick a donkey when he's down.
Now go to Walmart and bag your own bags, but don't score on the Walmart Broncos.
Man, that was a beating.
It was.
You expect it in college. You know, when Alabama plays USF or, you know, something like.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Sure.
What is up with your people?
My people?
Your people.
What are my people?
Morons. You are the head moron and all of your followers that are rooting for Deion Sanders to fail.
I'm not wanting Deion Sanders to fail.
Why?
I love Deion.
But your moron friends want him to fail. Why?
I don't want him to fail. I love him. I love what he's doing.
I do too.
I think he's great.
I do too.
But I guess there's a...
Did you see his son when he like got interviewed and he held the watch up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because you guys see what time it is.
Yeah, that's what he's looking.
Yeah, but I think...
it's prime time.
But I've heard that the coaches, you know, it's a fraternity, right? And there's tradition. And they don't like what he's doing. So there are... I've seen speculation that they don't want him to be successful.
If they don't want Deion successful, and if they have a problem with Deion, who Deion knows how to talk, and Deion, and he's now my favorite person because of what he said, what makes you think I care what you think of me?
Man, wait till they get Warren Sapp.
Wait till Warren gets there. I talked to him again today.
Warren's going to choke out the coaches.
Well, he's not going to do that.
You get disrespectful with Warren. Warren's coming across.
Warren is smart enough not to put hands on someone.
You think so?
Absolutely.
You think he's...
Absolutely.
Man, I don't know.
Warren is strategic.
You get some disrespectful coaches.
Like, I saw it in Warren was there Monday night. Okay. And so I texted him. I'm like, hey, just tell me what suite you're in. You know, I'll come by and say hi. You know, we've had long talks. We were going to go to the Denver game this weekend. And ironically, he texted me this morning. He goes, sorry, the phone was in my pocket. I just saw it. I believe all that.
Right.
So I'm in the press box. It's 2 minutes left in the half. And I hear the voice. You know, it's kind of like the voice who starts our show.
Yeah.
I hear the voice. Just a whole cattle call run into the elevator. So I go out. Sure enough, it's Warren.
Sure.
And he's blasting a reporter.
Okay.
The reporter, like, ran from the back of the line to get up to Warren.
Okay.
Warren being Warren, he's like, can I help you? What do you want? Can I help you? There's a line. Why did you run in front of everybody? What do you want? It was awesome.
Wow.
And Daddy Tony was standing right there. Tony Dungy.
Okay.
It was awesome.
That's nice. Did he get awarded for his Super Bowl in 02?
He didn't.
Did they give out jackets and stuff this past game?
First of all, he didn't win the Super Bowl in 02.
Well, he did because his team won.
No, his team
didn't. And Rondé went to the Hall of Fame because of it. Thanks, Tony. Without Tony Dungy, Rondé would be a mediocre player.
I'm not going to... you know, argue or disagree or agree with that statement because you don't know. Now, granted, Tony had a lot to do with developing Monty Kiffin, guys developing Rondé, developing Warren, dealing with Warren and Derek and such and such.
Managing personalities is a big part of the job.
But will I go to prison if I take a baseball bat and crack you in the head with it the next time you say Tony Dungy won the Super Bowl in Tampa?
I'm not the only one that feels that way. And I don't
It's your clan.
I don't think there's a team since the 02 Bucks where if you say a team won a Super Bowl, no other team has that controversy like the 02 Buccaneers.
All right.
So I don't understand why, but because you name any Super Bowl, the Steelers, anybody all the way up. There's not anybody. There's not anybody else.
Why is that?
Belichick.
Why is that?
Because of the coach from the year before.
Right. Exactly. No. No coaches come
See?
In.
See, us dumb people are getting smarter.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Why since you have people here and you're trying to entertain them and you're trying to show off and all that kind of stuff.
No, I'm just smart.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
And this could be your fifth time fired live on the air. Okay. Do the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2002 win the Super Bowl with Tony Dungy's 2001 team? Dead air's not good. Just say no. Just say no.
I'm trying to remember who was on the 2001 team. I don't remember who was on it.
All right,
was Brad Johnson still quarterback?
More importantly, it's ask who was on the 2002 team that wasn't on the 2001 team.
All right.
Keenan McCardell.
Okay.
Michael Pittman, I believe.
He's pretty good.
Joe Jerovicius.
Don't know that guy.
Okay.
Was he a wrestler?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers do not go to Philadelphia to play the NFC Championship game without those three.
Okay.
They don't win that game without Joe Jerovicius. They don't win without Keenan McCardell. Fact. That's a fact. Fact.
Okay, okay. Why are you so angry?
Because I hate when you and other knuckleheads continue to... And you do it just to piss me off.
I'm not doing it. I'm just asking, did Tony get a ring for that?
No, moron.
Dang it.
Why would he get a ring? He had nothing to do with it.
Is his name on the stadium? Is he in the Hall of Fame?
He is in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And he is in the Ring of Honor.
All right.
Good little stuff. Little questionable. Questionable.
Really?
Yeah, he was good. He wasn't great. He didn't win anything here. What did he win here?
The Super Bowl.
No, he didn't.
His people did.
No, his people didn't.
His tribe, his village.
His clan. No, it didn't happen. It didn't happen.
But it was good to see Rondé get awarded. Yeah, it was good to see him go in the Hall of Fame. Obviously, you knew before anybody else knew. He told you before anybody else.
Warren said at the thing Wednesday, which I wasn't able to attend, he turned to Brian Ford, the CEO of the Bucs, and said, where was all this for Derek and me? They've shown a lot of love to Rondé Barber.
They have, for sure.
Now, I get some of it because of Warren. I get that. Warren gets it.
Right.
We understand. Derek didn't get all this love.
Yeah.
And well-deserved. They all deserve
that.
So
the documentary they did showed his childhood and all the way up. I heard it was phenomenal.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. But I was with Martin Gramatica the day after.
How come he won't return a phone call?
He was busy.
No, it's not he's busy.
Busy. I got my heart tested.
Yeah.
So I want to say thank you
to Martin. Did they find it?
Yeah, they found my heart. But I got...
No lungs, but he has a heart.
But it's not good. I got to work. I got to clean my diet up.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, his imaging center, Life Vantage.
It's fantastic.
Lifeguard.
But do you really need to have it scanned to know that you need to work on your heart?
Yeah, you know, but it's good to know, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's confirmation, right? So, you know, if you don't know, I mean, why would you go get a prostate test or any other preventative thing just to see if you're okay? Like your brother ended up with prostate cancer and, you know, so early screening is important, and the facilities are
all of that is
top notch.
No, for sure. But I've been there.
Yep.
I have. It's called Lynch, which is a missing gene, makes me susceptible to cancer. And I eat bacon 4 times a week.
Okay.
And if I can give you a little insight, and you know, I don't plug anything.
For sure.
But what is it? Fresh Market here on the 30th.
Yeah.
On Mondays, BOGO Bacon. They have the best bacon in the world.
Oh, every Monday?
Every Monday.
Oh, okay.
I'm there every Monday.
Okay.
3 half pounds of bacon, please. Best bacon.
Yeah.
You need that on your pizzas.
What makes it so good?
It's just phenomenal. The it's maple something. It's phenomenal.
Wow. All right. Well,
but, you know, everybody's going to die of something.
Yeah, of course.
So I want bacon on my tombstone. Kind of like Varsity Blues, you know, the guy's pig. You called him Bacon.
Yeah.
It's like, why do people smoke? They know it's killing them.
Have you seen that viral video where the newscaster, they did a story on a pig that had like a broken leg and there was like in a wheelchair. They made this like sling where it could like pull its first 2 feet and then it would
roll. I've seen it with dogs.
It would roll behind.
Yeah.
Right. And so then the name of the pig was, his name was Chris, middle initial P, and Bacon. So when the newscaster was like, and Crispy Bacon got his new set of wheels, and he couldn't hold it together. He just laughed so uncontrollably, he couldn't do the news story. It's epic.
Crispy awesome. Bacon is good.
Look it up.
It is fantastic.
It's better than it sounds.
The last 2 weeks, double football games on Monday night. I liked it.
Okay.
I also liked the early start time.
Are you a fan of the Thursday night football? Can't we go back to just Sunday? It's football day.
Do you know who's not a fan of Thursday night football?
Who?
Football players.
Yeah, they hate it. Shortens the week.
They hate it.
They don't have as much recovery time.
You know, people don't realize how shortened it is because they play on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. They need a day to rest. I mean, they have to.
It's like a train wreck.
It is a train wreck.
They're in a car wreck every Sunday.
Every play.
Oh yeah.
It's not every Sunday.
Right.
It's absolutely every play.
For sure.
Then they play on Thursday.
Yeah.
That means nothing on Wednesday because it's the travel day that you have to get to wherever. So you practice one day.
I don't think it makes the NFL better. I don't think it enhances the gameplay or the experience or.
It's not that it does all that. What it does is it gives you It gives the fans another day to watch football.
Yeah, but who watches Thursday night football?
Everybody.
Really? I don't watch. I've never watched a Thursday night football game.
Well, but see, you're not normal. Well. You were born without lungs. How normal can you be?
True. I mean,
how do you swim? I'm like, curious. Are you a good swimmer?
Upside down. But I'm like Aquaman. I'm like, like Aqualung is what they...
That was Jethro Tull. Let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. Today's special, there is none. We'll be right back.
It's not.
Hey, this is Victor Williams from King of Queens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, this is James Young from the rock band Styx, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris. Don't touch that dial.
All right, we're back. Let's see us here again. 147?
Just pin dropping. Like, do people give out addresses?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, look, when was the last time you memorized a phone number? Like, what phone number do you have memorized right now? If you got arrested, they give you one phone call. Who are you calling?
My son.
You know the number by
heart? I know his.
Okay. Anybody else?
No.
Great. So same thing with addresses. Nobody knows an address anymore. They just go to the phone, hit share location, pin drop, and it comes up on GPS, and you just follow the direction. You just follow a little blue line until you arrive at the red drop.
What's pin drop mean?
Pin drop means it's a location finder. So you literally just go share location, boom, and then... Everyone can see where you are.
Oh.
You can share it to the world. You can share it privately. You can share it for an hour only. You can share it indefinitely where it just tracks.
Could you not share it at all?
Yeah. Well, that's how people can't find me here.
I still have the Rolodex.
No, do you really?
Yeah.
The Dewey Decimal?
Yeah.
Yeah? You know how to use the Dewey Decimal system?
No.
Come on. There's a system, right? You created it.
Yeah. I didn't create it.
You could have.
I was there when it was created.
Did you know Dewey?
I knew Decimal.
You knew the Decimal guy?
Decimal was my buddy.
No, but look, everything now is like WhatsApp and like Venmo, and it's all digital, you know? But like, go back to old school, carrier pigeons, Right? Write a note, send it off.
Just to, you know, sometimes I want to be an idiot like you.
Mess it in a bottle.
So when people ask me, like, what's your email? I go, randy@myspace.com, and they lose it.
Wow, I mean, you still have AOL, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Is your, yeah. What's your email? It's thevoice13.
First of all, AOL.com. No, first of all, I don't give my email addresses out. But
well, just pin drop it.
I don't know what that means.
Don't give out your address. Just pin drop where you are.
What does that have to do with email addresses?
You said address.
MySpace. What's his name? Tom? Tom's my buddy.
You only got one.
He was
friend.
My first friend.
Well, he's everybody's friend.
Well, that was automatic.
He's the first friend that you have.
Lorenzo Hunt.
No, we're just getting flashed by Freddie Mercury. Is that a Freddie Mercury flash? Why would you do that?
Talk about your boy Lorenzo Hunt. I reached out to him. He ignored me.
Lorenzo went to war on Friday night.
He did not go to war.
He did.
I swear to God.
All those 666 references.
If you're going to make it to hour number two, you have to survive me poking you in the eye with this pen.
I'm just saying. Lorenzo went to a five-war.
He didn't go to a war.
A five-round battle.
I'll be okay with battle.
With a veteran fighter in Chris Camozzi, a legit badass. And they went the distance. Lorenzo came out on top. He retained his belt. Can't ask for more than
What's next? Who can they possibly... And it's kind of leaked out who Mike Perry is fighting.
Who's that?
Oh, you don't know?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you didn't know?
Oh, I don't know.
That's from WWE.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't know? Eddie Alvarez.
Nah. I don't like it.
Who do you want Mike Perry to fight?
Conor.
Oh, my God.
Conor McGregor versus Mike Perry. Oh. They already had the square off. Conor's got interest. I think it's the right fight for McGregor. I think it gives him back into combat without having to worry about takedowns or breaking his leg again or submissions. I think it's a great matchup.
Is there could I have like a audition?
Why don't you like that matchup?
It's not that I don't like it. It'll never happen.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
Who's McGregor going to fight? Chandler?
First of all, Conor McGregor is signed by the UFC.
You think it's really going to happen? You think that
he can't fight anywhere else unless the UFC allows him to do that. There's no reason for the UFC to allow Conor McGregor to fight Mike Perry. Zero. No, zero. Money would be the same, Mike Perry or Michael Chandler. Okay. Right? So why would they? And I love Mike Perry. Mike Perry's my guy. You know that.
Yeah.
I know that. Mike Perry is the real deal.
For sure.
I would love Mike Perry to fight. I'm hoping Mike Perry gets the Paul fight.
Oh, yeah.
Which it sounds like it could be.
So that's a great look for him. It's a money fight.
Who cares what the look is?
Right.
You know, Mike Perry's going to go in there to win, but who cares when it's all said and done? Mike Perry's going to get paid.
Right. For sure.
You know, and I'm happy for him.
At the payday.
You know, we talked about it when he was on the other day, how much he's matured, and everything about Mike Perry is phenomenal. But the UFC is not going to let Conor McGregor go fight Mike Perry. It's one thing going to fight Mayweather.
Right.
Everybody made tons of money, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to happen. And unless the UFC releases Conor McGregor, which that's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. I'd love for it to happen.
All right. Well, I mean, Alvarez is obviously a veteran. He's a.
It's just because he's a brawler.
Right.
And he definitely, Mike Perry said it on the show, that Dave Mundell doesn't deserve the fight, and he's not going to fight him. And Mundell has another fight up in Orlando. I don't know when it is, but
right, I saw
coming
that.
Up soon.
Yeah. So it's the Olympic weekend, or Olympia. It's the same weekend as the Olympia in Orlando. So, and we'll be there. I'll be in the Orlando Mr. Olympia this year, 2023 competition.
Taking pictures?
No, I have a booth. I'll be in there with the special challenge athletes, CrossFit, special fit. So yeah, if we want to combine it, it's going to be a great fight weekend. Bare knuckle, Olympia.
I think I'm busy that weekend.
No, what else are you going to do?
I don't know when
it is. You love Disney.
I'm going tomorrow.
You're like a weekly pass holder.
Well, I am a weekly pass holder. I hate it, though.
Can we take that train from Orlando to Miami?
Like I'm not.
High speed train?
I'll never take it.
Come on.
I'll never take it.
Why? Because it's price?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's makes sense.
$159
round trip.
Round trip. That's not bad. It's what you would pay in airfare.
It's not what you'd pay to drive.
Yeah, but well, by the time you get parking and tolls, it's probably not too far off.
You're what?
Gas.
What?
Gas.
So how many people are going to go from Miami? It's like taking when and if they do it here.
Yeah.
If it's $60 each way, and there's three of us, $500?
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's $360, but whatever.
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, that's, you know.
So what do you think is a fair price for like a high-speed train to go from?
To make it worthwhile.
Well, yeah, what do you think it's worth?
I don't even know, to be honest. I mean, I know the traffic stinks.
$50, $40.
Round trip or one way?
Round trip.
You know, $50 one way, I would never do it. Never.
Because it's a $100 round trip.
Well, and it's not one person.
Right.
So you're talking two, maybe even three. Like tomorrow, it's the three of us going. $300 to drive 60 miles?
Yeah.
I'll do the two-hour drive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be effective.
Right. It's got to be reasonable. And reasonable, they're not going to make tons of money. So is it to take traffic off the highways, or is it to make money?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm not even sure I would. But, yeah, for $20 each way, maybe. Because you're talking 40 round trip.
Because you pay that in gas and parking. So
right.
Parking's
free.
So you made it comparable, right?
Right.
So it's like, which one do you choose to do? Do you want the flexibility of having your own car while you're in Orlando? Or can you just go straight to the thing, take an Uber, then you got to pay to get around? So, yeah.
It's got to be cost efficient.
You're right.
And even to the point where if you were able to figure up what your time is, which, again, when you're retired or whatever, time is irrelevant.
Right.
Yeah, it's irrelevant.
Right.
Parking is part of your annual pass.
Right.
So if it's whatever that number is, when you put in gas and you figure it out, I'm going to make it up. $40 round trip gas. I don't know.
Where do they stop? Where do these train depots look? I mean,
I don't know.
Shouldn't they go from like stadium to stadium? Could you imagine like having like a high speed train to go from here to like Wrigley Field or like here?
Well, they have that. I mean, they have that in Chicago.
Yeah,
the train goes there. Yeah. I mean, the train goes. We're going to be up there in New York. We'll be on the train and probably hit a couple places or whatever. I'd love trains.
Yeah.
In New York, what is it? $2?
Probably. Yeah.
Right. So
if you even pay, just jump the little turnstile.
Well, yeah. You know, especially if the guy from King of Queens is running the booth, you know, who looks the other way.
He's run from the
right, exactly. Yeah. You know, I love the train for $2.
I don't think your Warriors ever paid for the bus.
No, know, I think they hopped it.
For the train.
Yeah. Well, they were in a hurry.
They're like,
they were being chased.
Like Cyrus.
No, it's, why'd you do it? Why'd you kill Cyrus?
Yeah. I don't think the Warriors were actually guys that carried their bus passes when they were fighting other
I don't know. They were bookworms, so maybe.
Yeah?
No, I don't know.
Like, you know, they didn't follow the policy. Like, no weapons on the train, no baseball bats.
Well, no, they were being chased by the baseball bats.
Did they have weapons? The Warriors didn't have weapons?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. So how did
they bare knuckle?
How did they kill somebody if they didn't have weapons?
Well, maybe they're bare knuckle.
Because they didn't.
Oh,
they didn't. It wasn't them. It was that little Weasley guy with the black hair. That's, you know, when he said, why'd you do it? Why'd you kill Cyrus?
Did you think the Warriors, like, went to war with other?
No.
Just say it. It's in the name.
Why do you love using a word?
It's Warriors. War is the first three letters of the word
right.
Warriors.
It doesn't mean that they're...
So if they engage in battle, they're obviously in war.
Obviously not.
Part of the name.
They were in some battles.
Yeah.
They had to battle their way back to Coney Island.
That's true.
Whatever.
But I think high-speed trains, I agree with you. Maybe they can... build a one all the way to a brand new stadium. The Rays announced this week. The Rays are staying in Tampa. Great. Thank you to Steinberg. Steinberg. Thank you.
Do you think that I would be prosecuted for stabbing you because you continue? Hey, thanks for the knife. I appreciate it. Why do you say that? Just one time. Be sensible.
I'm a big fan of our local teams.
I am too.
I love that they're staying put. We thought we were going to lose them to Canada.
They were never going to leave.
But now they're staying in Tampa. It's amazing. I'm so happy to be from Tampa.
I can't even respond.
Would you want to call them the St. Pete Rays?
I'm okay with the Tampa Bay Rays. They play in St. Pete. They're not in Tampa. They don't play in Tampa. They've never played in Tampa.
That's the problem.
They never will play in Tampa.
That's the problem with people like you. It's all about you. It's like, I. There's no I in team. This is a.
But there's an M-E in that.
We are one. Tampa Bay.
Right. Tampa Bay. But you're not saying Tampa Bay.
I said Tampa.
That's not Tampa Bay, moron.
The same thing.
No, it's not.
The bay is just the water part. Well, we are Tampa. It's
no,
all around
we are not Tampa. We are not Tampa.
We're one.
Tampa is not St. Pete.
This is unity.
Tampa is Tampa Bay. St. Pete is Tampa Bay. Clearwater is Tampa Bay. They're not Tampa. I got an idea. Get in your car and go to Tampa. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Ape Man Strong, and Bucknell.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals,
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
listen.